technological world, and Blaine Kylo is here, solocore.com, solocorps.com, to check out his blog. And Blaine likes the gadgets and the geekery and all the things. He's also the coolest dad around because he plays video games for his job with his kids.
Yeah, one of the jobs. There are so many
jobs. One of the many jobs, including baseball coach, statistician guy.
Yeah, I was catching tonight. I like to catch
really?
The balls. Yeah.
Oh, that's good. How are this? Everyone doing? The Fam Jam's doing all right? You guys are in the shoulder season now. You're halfway through. You can't really do a ton of baseball, and the skiing is teasing you.
Yeah, we'll be on the hill pretty soon. It's cold here, so the hills are all making snow. We got about 30 centimeters on the hills over in the last weekend. So yeah, I don't think it's too long before we'll be on there.
Nice. Love it. The ski family. Out doing things, which is really cool because you guys also like to be inside and do the gaming things and do all that stuff. Where do you want to get started? Let's do some gaming first.
Yeah, I think we need to start with the big release of the fall, which is God of War Ragnarok. Let's hear that trailer.
Time is running out. The prophecies say Fimbulwinter leads to Ragnarok. War is coming.
You don't really want war. All that blood on your hands, on your son's hands.
Fate only binds you if you let it. We will make our own destiny.
Do you get a sense?
God of War.
Oh, it is. Now, this is such an amazing game. The first God of War games were a while ago, and they featured this character of Kratos who had a bit of an anger issue. And they were all set in the sort of Greek pantheon, so it was all Kratos up against the Greek gods. But back in 2018, Sony's Santa Monica Studios kind of rebooted the franchise. They refreshed it, and they picked up Kratos, and they put him in the land of the Norse gods, and they gave him a son. Now, this changed everything, and I was really impressed with how they, giving him the responsibility of a father, really forced that character to become something different. Now, he's still a crazed rage machine that loses control and kills things with his axe and his blades of chaos, but he also had a responsibility for his son, Atreus. Ragnarok picks up pretty soon after that first game leaves off, and we know some things about Atreus and his heritage and what he means to the pantheon of the Norse gods. And so early on in the game, Kratos and Atreus are visited by Thor, who is played here by Ryan Hurst, and by Odin, who is played by Richard Schiff. Anybody who is a West Wing fan will recognize that voice as the voice of Toby Ziegler from the West Wing. Richard Schiff is one of the most incredible Odins you'll ever meet. He just really brings some character to that character. But the thing that made Ragnarok really work so well for me is because Atreus in this game is an adolescent. He's like a preteen. The actor, actually, you can at times hear his voice breaking because the actor who plays Atreus is also this adolescent boy. And Atreus is annoying and a pain in the butt and is lippy at times, exactly like the 12-year-old that is living in my house right now. And it was unbelievable to sort of play through this game and have that kind of resonance and then have my 12-year-old walk in as I'm swearing at the TV because I'm stuck on something and I can't get past the battle. And I'm getting called out by my 12-year-old for losing control while playing a video game. So there was a nice little twist there. Ragnarok looks beautiful. It's available on the PS4 and the PS5. It brings really interesting things to characters while you're playing this game. And there's these nice moments where you're exploring the world, nice quiet moments where you can actually reflect on the story and on the characters. And fathers out there are really going to get more out of this game than anybody because the way they've made that relationship sing in this game is second to none. God of War Ragnarok is a phenomenal achievement, and I can hardly wait to get back to it.
Very cool. It's Blaine Kylo, solocore.com. Let's go to this next trailer here, which is Return to Monkey Island.
Pirating is in my blood, like adrenaline or stale grog. I've been in enough scraps to fill a dozen scrapbooks. I've got stories about ships, fights, love, treasure, betrayal, and root beer. But how about one that has all of the above? My name is Guybrush Threepwood, and this is a story about the time I finally found the secret of Monkey Island.
Well, that's a little more playful than the God of Ragnarok there,
and
Kylo.
Now for something completely different. This is also a sequel. It's the third. Actually, there's been a bunch of Monkey Island games, but this is actually the third in a series that started back in 1990 and 1991. These are very different, and you could tell in that trailer the tone is very different. These are point-and-click adventure games, so right back to the 90s, the kinds of games where you click on the screen to make the character move around, and really the experience isn't about exploring a world and killing things. It's about exploring a world and trying to solve puzzles so that you can advance the story. And Ron Gilbert and Gabe Grossman, who created the original games, are back to have created this one, and they're masters of this craft. This is a game, actually, that you can play as a family, even, because you can all solve the problems together. This is not Twitch gameplay. Everybody can sit around and enjoy the story, the clever puzzles, and the witty dialogue, and all contribute to solving the puzzles that you need to solve to be able to move through the story. Guybrush Threepwood is a bit of a derp, and that's okay, because he's also kind of lovable. He's also a father in this game, and the whole thing is kind of extemporaneous because he's telling the story of himself to his son, who is named Boybrush. And that's how you play through the story, is sort of through Guybrush reflecting on what his life as a young wannabe pirate was like. Return to Monkey Island's available for all of the systems, the Nintendo Switch, the PS4 and 5, and the Xboxes, and it's a really fun game for families to play.
All about the family time. You know, one thing that often gets forgotten in the video games, of course, is that it can be family time. It's not just, by the way, your kid is up in the corner of the computer room playing video games, not talking to anybody. It really is, can be a family event, which is really cool too. Okay, let's get into pricing, because as we lead towards Christmas, and since the finance minister says everyone should cancel their Disney Plus subscriptions, how much is it going to cost to play video games?
Yeah, the PlayStation VR 2, the second generation virtual reality headset from Sony, has been priced at $750 in Canada. That includes the headset, a set of the Sense controllers, and headphones. It releases on February 22nd, and yes, this is an expensive package. This is VR still a little out of reach for most people, especially when you keep in mind that to be able to use the PSVR 2, you also need a PlayStation 5 console, and they're minimum $500 to be able to get one of those. So a $500 console, $750 to get VR 2. Now, the experiences are second to none. What Sony's developing for their virtual reality headset is quite extraordinary. It's the only way you're going to be able to play Horizon Call of the Mountain, a VR experience set in the Horizon universe. So February 22nd, it gets released. Maybe you should take all of that Christmas money in your stocking and just sort of sock it away until February.
Oh, look what you did, Christmas stocking and sock it away. Well done. Got to give you some points for that one. Some of the Blaine Kylo dad jokes coming out. Okay, Xbox. It's fun, all the PlayStation people. Xbox, we've got to represent too.
Yeah, well, just a quick little note. The Xbox Fan Fest Trivia Extravaganza happens this weekend. So starting at 3:30 Pacific, 6:30 Eastern. It's all being broadcast on Twitch. You need to be logged into your Xbox FanFest account to be able to participate. And it's kind of fun. If you know your Xbox and you want a chance at some Xbox prizes like a console, controllers, Game Pass subscriptions and things like that, it's all happening Saturday for 90 minutes starting at 3:30 Pacific.
Cool. Blaine Kylo, solocore.com. Now, you're available on the Twitter at solocore as well, so everyone can check.
I am not verified.
You're not verified, but for a small price now, you can be. I tried to get verified as a media person. I did not qualify. I was not popular enough, I guess. And because I'm not a journalist, so can't claim to be a journalist. And we could not get my blue check mark on Twitter. Now, since everything has changed with Elon Musk buying it, that goes away. This whole, which kind of makes sense from the perspective of they were doing it for free. Like, that's expensive and a lot of work. But if you want to get verified on Twitter now, all you have to do is pay a fee. And doesn't matter who you are, and we're starting to see the repercussions of fake people with blue check marks show up, aren't we?
Yeah, and this is the difference between providing verification as a service to make sure that people are who they say they are versus providing verification because you need to raise money for your $44 billion gamble. Which is why Nintendo was none too happy today to find a fake Nintendo account show up on the Twitter feeds that was verified and had a blue check mark and featured Mario flipping the bird to everybody on the screen. And I think that account might actually be disabled now, but because nothing ever disappears off the internet, you can find Mario flipping the bird all over the place. There was also a fake Connor McDavid account for all of our Edmonton Oilers friends. He's not going to New York. He has not been traded. Yeah. That was another fake account that paid $8 to get verified. It's absolute chaos. It's crazy to watch. And who knows where we're going to be a week from now.
Well, you know, with the marketing campaigns that have gone on in the background about, you know, something sort of a bit of shock and awe based marketing. You watch someone, this is what's going to happen, is someone's going to go create a Twitter account that's going to say something that gets everybody's attention, something big like Connor McDavid's getting traded. And then it's going to be click the link for all the info. And it's going to then it'll show up as buy Connor McDavid jerseys from me or here's my trading cards. Ha ha, not getting traded. You can buy the Oilers trading card here. So, I mean, it will the clickbait. And bait and switch marketing, you can almost start to see it unfolding. They're starting to experiment on how can I flip people into things, which does lead you down the path a little bit of the scammers and the scammers that are going to pretend to be a business and take your money.
Yeah. And I think that I have a hard time seeing how that is a business model that Twitter can actually sustain, because while they're doing that, all of the hundreds of thousands of dollars that they might get from brands like Ford or Chevrolet or Nintendo are saying, bye bye, Twitter. We want nothing to do with you right now. And there's a lot of money floating away right now.
Yeah, there you go. Blaine Kylo, solocore.com. Thank you, sir.
I will see you in a week.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.